I'm RB Sensei, and I'm back again to critique some more ridiculous dating nonsense. Let's get it.
In romance, I think it works the old-fashioned way when a man was courting the woman and pursuing her. And it just was a beautiful, I don't know, it was just beautiful. Mm-hmm. And the vibe was just different.
Yeah, back then you ain't, it wasn't no $20. You $20, now you give
back then it was like, I'll pay your, what baby say, okay. Baby face, I'll pay your rent, I'll fix your car, I'll buy your clothes, I'll do anything. As soon as I get home from work.
Man, hell no!
All that baby face, baby, I love you, I do anything for you, I can't eat without you, I can't sleep without you, I fix your car, change your oil, make you a full three-course meal, all after my 12-hour shift, because I love you, that's over with. We know now that all this information is coming out due to the RP community. Women don't really respect that. When you're just a spineless weasel willing to do whatever, whenever, however she wants. At the snap of a finger. That's not masculinity. That's not manhood. And women don't respect that. They use that as a tool, but they don't respect that. I do want to apologize in advance for the male sassiness in this video from the Rainbow Brother. You know, try to stick with me.
Now you got a dude on your couch eating your food playing video games, okay? What are we doing? Go to work.
What you mean to say is all the niggas you up with ain't shit.
What do you wish someone had told you about dating like in your 40s and 50s back then?
You know, you think that when you're ready to settle down that there's always going to be a lot of supply on the shelves. Mm. And it's not. Like at this age, a lot of the good guys are married or taken because they're good guys.
The f*** did you think? What did you...
And I was having a conversation with a girlfriend of mine the other day, and I'm like, well, your best bet now is maybe someone that, a good man that maybe is coming out of a marriage, getting a divorce. So, you know, I think in our youth, and I would like people to know this when they're younger, we think, oh, there's always going to be an endless supply. Mm-hmm. I can wait till tomorrow. Don't put off your happiness waiting.
You old. Think about it. Have you ever watched a fucking Cinderella movie where it be some old bitch and a prince come out on his... A horse and carriage to an old bitch and say, hey, here's the glass slipper. I want to take you off.
These women never have a problem staying away from the nice guy. They never complain, I got this guy who's just too nice. He do everything for me, but I ain't attracted to him. But he stay on my couch. You know, I stay sleeping with him, but I just don't like him because he's so nice. They don't complain about the nice guy because they find a way to get away from the nice guy before a relationship even happened and before bedroom fun happened. But they always want to complain about the guy who they letting hit it, who ain't doing nothing, ain't working. Well, how did you get with him in the first place?
You don't find that suspicious?
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you. Oh, now your best bet is to find a good man who just got divorced. You don't deserve a good man. You're not a good man. That's the part they don't get. They always feel like at some point they deserve a good man. No, you don't qualify for a good man. She was talking about, oh, you know, finally find your happiness, or don't put off happiness till your late age. Relationships aren't about happiness. And that's why you're single at damn near 50 or however old she is. You spent your whole life since 15 chasing dopamine hits and happiness. And that's what got you in this position. Instead of being practical and picking a good guy who's going to be there for you and hold you down and be a great man.
You know, if you find that good person, like a lot of times we wait, well, it's not the right time. It's never going to be like the right time. Mm-hmm. I would say go for it more. I wish I would have told me just go for it. I probably have overlooked a good candidate before, you know, like.
Maybe, why is that though?
Me thinking the timing thing, maybe prioritizing career. You know, I definitely was always like work, 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 work.
You lying ass bitch.
No, she didn't pass on the good dude because the timing wasn't right. Because the timing was always right for tall, dark, handsome dude with good D. You know, isn't that ironic? The timing is always right for him. But the timing sometimes isn't right for the good, wholesome dude who's going to do the right thing. I got to break down all this dumb chickenese BS.
Black women, we're usually the backbone of everything.
That is bullshit.
You know, not even just with our families, but with our friend circles. Like, it's always something for us to do. We're always taking care of somebody else. I don't have children, but I'm always, like, feeding a friend or taking care of someone or helping somebody out or doing a favor.
They all think there's some special thing, an entity on this planet that was God's gift to the planet.
And I think that's a cape that we put on ourselves. No one told us to do this. It's just something in us that we do.
She's trying to make it seem like she didn't settle down with any of the guys she dated because she didn't have enough financial cushion to feel comfortable enough to sit down and have a family and have some kids. That is bullshit. She had multiple millionaire men trying to sit her down and start a family. She didn't want to do it. She wanted to keep riding the carousel and keep being Miss Strong and Independent and not have to submit to any male authority. Yeah, they'll push BS movements on the internet. They'll help children sometime. They'll put effort and energy into their girlies. And they'll put effort and energy into ancient men that F them right. But what most black women don't do is put time, effort, and energy in good men. And they all know who the good men are and they avoid them like the plague. That's what black women won't put attention into, maintaining a wholesome household and family and doing what's vital to the title of a good wife and mother.
I'm Mike Huckabee, and I approve this message. So did Chuck. Chuck Norris approved.
If you think about the black woman in your life, you probably think, damn, she's like a superwoman for everybody else. When does she slow down for herself? It's harder for us to ever feel like we can just kind of take a break. Mm-hmm. We have to be like all gas, no brakes. I don't think we have the luxury of feeling like, okay, I can take a breather now and relax. Mm. And I think it's really sad. You know, there's all these statistics about 45%, 65% of black women will never get married, you know, and we're out here taking care of everybody else and not getting taken care of. Mm. Look at all the marches. Look at all, I know this is dating, but I have got to bring it into like the political space.
What?
We're always at the front lines for everybody else.
Something.
For everybody. Brother gets killed, we're in the front lines. The LGBTQ community, we're in the front lines.
You know why you're on the front lines when a brother gets spilled? Because you're probably the cause of it a lot of times. A lot of black men get deleted because of black women. Because a black woman lied or because a black woman put a black man in a compromising position. Let's be very clear about that. And why is she trying to change the subject? Black women marching and stuff don't got nothing to do with your personal dating life. We talking about your personal dating life, Claudia Jordan. All that activism and stuff and the social commentary they try to give, it's all for attention and to amplify themselves. I don't believe most of these women deeply care about these issues. They just want the clout and likes that come with acting like they care about these issues.
You know, I'm surgical with this, FJ. How you want it, dog?
I would love to see more examples of strong black families where there is two people, whoever the two people are. But I think everybody needs a little support in their lives, a little little backup. It's hard to do it all by yourself.
Yeah,
I've been doing it by myself, but I'm constantly exhausted. And I never took the time to like stop and smell the roses. Like I really don't. I'm always going, going, going. And it's cool for a little while, but it's not really a realistic pace. Like I think people look at me like, how could you even date? Would you even have time for someone? Or definitely a child. I never felt like I had time for that. Never.
Really?
Never.
Oh, poor Claudia. Nobody believes you. Nice try, though. We know you've dated millionaires throughout the years who were begging to retire you, and you didn't want to do it. Let's stop it. They always find a way to be the poor, innocent victim. I just was working so hard. I wish I had time to have kids. I wish I had time to make a romantic relationship work with a man. I just been working, working, working. I've been working all my life.
All my life I had to fight.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.